Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
On a night of milestones for TJD, like 2,000 career points and 1,000 career rebounds, being able to sustain a near 8.5-minute field goal drought in the second half, holding Rutgers to 32% shooting in the second half, and beating them finally for a first time in 4 years. Mike Woodson didn't see toughness back in December when his club lost in Piscataway by 15. Well, he saw plenty of it last night at Simon Scott. 66-60 Hoosiers.
We couldn't really get nothing going down the stretch from an offensive standpoint in terms of movement. We became stagnant. But our defense was solid, just kept grinding and grinding, and we got stops when we needed it. We knew coming into the game, rebounding and not turning it over against their pressure will allow us to stay in the game or win the game, and I thought we did a pretty good job in that area.
Indiana 17 points off of Rutgers turnovers, and they won the Battle of the Boards 35-31. TJD 20-18. Miller Kopp had 18 points, including 4 triples. Between them, they had 38 points and 8 assists. Indiana in second place now at 8-5, 7-8 in the win column here as of late. They're off to Michigan 6 o'clock on Saturday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Humbled they are to be second-ranked nationally, entering another key basketball week, but it hasn't been accomplished this year, waving wands or reflective mirrors. Terry Moran's Hoosiers getting the national attention they so well deserve as Big Ten leaders, 22-1, winners of 10 in a row. And Thursday night, another high-profile game, hosting a fifth-ranked Iowa.
You know, everybody, it seems like from the media, always asks me what I'm learning about this group, and I continue to kind of say the same things. What we're learning is that they don't hit the panic button. You know, teams, they can be down, not panic. They just show great maturity. One, this is a good basketball team. You know, we have really good pieces.
A number of solid pieces for sure, Coach Moran. Iowa 11-1. They come in having won 8 in a row. They come in with first-team All-America guard Caitlin Clark, some kind of player. She'll go over, by the way, 3,000 career points, needing just 4 Thursday night. And her Big Ten numbers are, well, ridiculous. Over 28 points, shooting 41% from behind the line, almost 10 assists, 9 rebounds, and 1.5 steals per game. 6:30 on the Big Ten Network Thursday night. Wow. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.